FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Statistics South Africa has reported a drop of 74,000 jobs in the formal sector between January and March this year, bringing total employment down to just over 10 million. It earlier released the country's latest quarterly employment statistics. The biggest losses were in trade and community services, while manufacturing and construction saw small gains. Stats SA's Matlapane Masupia says full-time jobs fell by 55,000 and part-time jobs by 19,000.
Year-on-year gross earnings increased by 26.1 billion between March 2024 and March 2025. Average monthly earnings paid to employees decreased by 0.1% from 28,316 in November 2024. To 28,289 in February 2025.
Economist Elna Moolman says she believes things will improve in due course.
Part of the weakness in the economy in the first quarter of the year is, of course, attributable to severe political and policy uncertainty both globally and domestically. And this unfortunately hardly improved in the second quarter of the year. We are looking for some improvement in the economy in the second half of the year, and that should be followed by a recovery in the labour market in due course.
The convener of the ANC in KZN, Jeff Hadebe, says embattled Itala will no longer be liquidated. The Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority froze Itala's accounts after it lost its license exemption. Itala was recently allowed to restart some of its services after a high court ruling, but the decision has been appealed.
The collective leadership of the ANC have engaged directly with the Minister of Finance. Our intervention was firmly aligned with the ANC's developmental agenda and our firm responsibility to protect institutions that uplift our people.
Please note that the following story may be upsetting for young or sensitive listeners. An advocacy group, Human 360, says a recent murder in Verulam highlights the daily risks and discrimination faced by sex workers, particularly women. A 21-year-old woman believed to be a sex worker was stabbed and killed, allegedly by a client, at the Indwedwe taxi rank on Sunday night. The group's Sidiso Kuena says negative societal attitudes towards sex workers add to the risk.
Very embarrassing that in this democracy, in this month, in this specific year, and in the tears of the Constitution, that we're still having people who feel that they are more powerful than others.
On the international front, a little-known Sunni Muslim extremist group has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack on a Damascus church in Syria over the weekend. Sunday's attack killed 25 people, striking terror in Syria's Christian community and other minorities. In March, a dispute took place in front of the St. Elias Church as residents expressed opposition to Islamic chants being played on loudspeakers from a vehicle close by. Your top story this hour, Statistics South Africa has reported a drop of 74,000 jobs in the formal sector between January and March this year. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Four uncapped players named in Rasya Rasmus's Bork squad to face the Barbarians. Desiree Ellis says picking her final WAFCON team was a tough decision. And England currently 138 without loss, needing 233 more runs to beat India.